All right, another brand new hour now of the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're here. Coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. Fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, man. I'm going to tell it to you straight. It might hurt a little bit, but that's right. Truth's good for you today. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, the NFL draft in Detroit this week. Will it be good for the Motor City? Will it be good for the Detroit Lions? We'll look at that. And number two, Dominion Voting Systems, the CEO facing 15 counts of perjury and a criminal investigation request out of Michigan. Really? What about all that election integrity? We'll talk about that in a moment. And number three, an outpouring for the family of the two kids killed when a suspected drunk driver plowed through their birthday party. Happened Saturday. Just a horrible story. This is Monroe County. Ivy and I were at the Northern Compound and saw the thing starting to go off. I'm like, wow. So I went to Michigan News Source, read the story. Shocked by it all. MichiganNewsSource.com, my go-to, by the way, for news. Shocked by it all. Apparently a 66-year-old woman who's been arrested. Her name not released yet from anything that I can find. Arrested for drunk driving. A 5-year-old and an 8-year-old siblings killed, a boy and a girl. At least 13 others injured, including another one of their siblings severely injured and their mother severely injured. Flat Rock Community Schools says that they were both students in that district, the two that died. Like I said, a third sibling severely injured. There's been an outpouring of support from the community, as you can imagine. I mean, this is horrible. This is a boat club where they're holding a party. It's not even on a main road. I looked at the satellite pictures. It's way off a main road. Was this woman going to the party? Did she pass out of the wheel and just dump the gas and drive? She drove through the wall and killed these kids. Maimed others. At the Swan Boat Club, Branshaw Road, Berlin Township. 25 feet into the north side of the building, according to the Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodnow. He had a tough time with this. I want you to hear. This is part of the Sheriff Troy Goodnow had to step up to a microphone. It was a difficult thing for him to do over the weekend. Here's part of it.
A vehicle that struck a building at the Swan Boat Club. The vehicle struck the north wall of the facility, entering the building, and came to rest approximately 25 feet inside the building where a young child's birthday party was being held. Upon arrival, first aid was provided to approximately 15 victims, which included adults and young children. 9 of those victims were transported by ambulance and or medical helicopter to local hospitals with serious life-threatening injuries. A total of 3 children and 6 adults were transported. Several others were transported by private vehicle to local hospitals. Unfortunately, in tragedy, 2 of the victims were pronounced deceased at the scene. This includes an 8-year-old female and a 5-year-old male, who are siblings of each other. The 66-year-old female driver of the vehicle, who will not be identified at this time, has been taken into police custody for operating while intoxicated, causing death, and she's lodged at the Monroe County.
There you have it. 5-year-old boy, 8-year-old girl. Tough on him, too. Tough on me. Tough on everybody. I mean, it's a horrible accident. And 66 years old, so not identified. Was she on her way to the party? Was she somebody unrelated to it all? State Representative Jamie Thompson, I spoke to her over the weekend. She represents that portion of Monroe County where this happened. She lost a child in an accident once, and so she says she understands this pain exceptionally. So, still waiting to see more about this, who the driver was. You can't come back from this. The damage for this is generational. To that family, to those families there, to the woman behind the wheel, is generational damage to her family. Don't drink and drive. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let's see here. We'll keep you updated on that as details become available over the next few days. Dominion Voting Systems CEO facing 15 counts of perjury and criminal investigation request out of Michigan. The evidence in the complaint challenges the accuracy of Mr. Polis' statements, thereby casting doubt on the conclusions of the Senate report, which asserted the absence of widespread or systemic fraud in Michigan's 2020 election. So reads the article from MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com, that's right. Again, they're the go-to for me. But in a recent development, Michigan lawmakers are concerned citizens have raised serious allegations against John Polis, the CEO of Dominion Voting Systems. So on Wednesday, former Republican State Senator Pat Kolbeck, who is also the president of the Election Integrity Group Michigan Grassroots Alliance, was joined on the steps of the state capitol by six Michigan House representatives, announcing the filing of the 51-page criminal complaint against Polis, alleging that he perjured himself during the testimony before the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee on December 15, 2020. The testimony in question was extensively cited in the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee's June 21 report on the November 2020 election in Michigan, with the reporting concluding the committee can confidently assert that there has been thorough examination of numerous allegations of unlawful actions, improper procedures, fraud, vote theft, and any other description which would cause citizens to doubt the integrity of Michigan's 2020 election results. Our clear finding is that citizens should be confident the results represent the true results of the ballots cast by the people of Michigan. Those that joined Kolbeck are all members of the Michigan Freedom Caucus. According to the accusations outlined in the criminal complaint filed by Kolbeck, Mr. Polis is accused of 15 counts of perjury. Everyone is impacted by this. All Michigan citizens are impacted by the integrity of the information that was presented before the Senate during that testimony. This has been going on too long. We have an election coming up in 2024. The time for action is long overdue, said Pat Kolbeck from the steps of the Capitol. So the criminal complaint submitted to the Michigan Secretary of the Senate, the Michigan Attorney General, and the Michigan State Police on Wednesday, April 17th. In 2020, Attorney General Jana Nessel, a Democrat, said that Kolbeck had not made any complaints of election fraud to her office, but if he had, we would fully investigate such a claim. It is unclear if her office will pursue Kolbeck's current complaint at this time. I guess we will find out if they're going to do that. Yeah. We'll find out what happens there. Anyhow, the investigations continue. The lawsuits have been filed. On the way, Andy Shaver, founding and senior pastor of Real Life Church in Charlotte, campaigned for 76th district state representative. He wants to be a state rep, does Andy? We'll talk to him about it next. What would possess a person to want to run for politics today? I don't know. But we're going to find out coming up on The Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.